So watching politics is your favorite spectator sport, then Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is quickly becoming the show that is going to apparently keep on giving, thanks to her naive beliefs and basic ignorance regarding many issues. Her latest observation regarding the migrant caravans has angered many people, including my next guest, when she equated the migrants with the Jews who were escaping Nazi Germany. With us now to discuss how this blind-to-history statement impacts people and the true understanding of that time in history is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, founder and president of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, and author whose latest book is Trump and the Jews, David Rubin. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
DavidRubinIsrael.com, ShilohIsraelChildren.org, the two websites relevant to Mayor Rubin. And let me just bring up, this is the exact quote from Ocasio-Cortez's website. Asking to be considered a refugee and applying for status isn't a crime. It wasn't for Jewish families fleeing Germany. It wasn't for targeted families fleeing Rwanda. It wasn't for communities fleeing war-torn Syria. And it wasn't for those fleeing violence in Central America. Now, that's a tweet that she had time to write, read, ponder whether it was accurate or ignorant, and she apparently thought it was the former, not the latter. What are the concerns that her comment and her, again, ignorance of reality and history create?
Well, there are two problems here. One, first of all, she's showing sheer ignorance. Just spewing out radical left dogma without thinking. And very often, this we see more and more in the far left, that radical left dogma has to do with Jews and it has to do with Israel. And the left long ago ceased to be pro-Israel, and the strengthening of the bonds between Israel and the United States have become typical of the GOP, not of the Democrats anymore, and that's kind of sad. But what she was doing is she's taking this caravan of migrants, most of whom are young men, by the way, probably about 80% are young men. And there is absolutely no proof, I have not heard any proof of any kind, that these migrants from Honduras and elsewhere are escaping persecution. I have yet to see that. But there has never been a doubt, and there never was a doubt, that the Jewish families that were fleeing Nazi Germany were literally fleeing for their lives. And everyone knows that, and we knew it then. We certainly know it now, after 6 million Jews were slaughtered, that there was never questions. But so to use that analogy is absolutely obscene. It's obscene, and either she is very ignorant or she is an anti-Semite and, someone who just uses, distorts history for her own left-wing purposes.
I like to think of myself, at least, as somewhat wise to history. I don't recall the Jews escaping Nazi Germany violating any immigration laws in any state. They were willing to follow whatever process the country they were trying to escape to had set up for immigrants. And I don't recall any Jews escaping Nazi Germany being part of gang members who wanted to commit violence on the streets of whatever country they were going to go to.
Oh, far from it. The Jews who came to America, and that includes the Jews who were escaping Nazi persecution, and the earlier waves of Jews who were escaping persecution from the Russian czars. All of them came to America just wanting to be real Americans, just wanting to work hard, and they came in poverty, I laid this out very clearly in my book, Trump and the Jews, because I felt that it's really important to debunk this falsehood that Trump is anti-immigration. Trump is not anti-immigration. Trump is pro-merit immigration, and Trump is pro-legal immigration. And the Jews and the Italians and the Irish and all of those who came in the early part of the 20th century were people who were coming to work hard, to contribute to the country. And that's something that we have yet to see from these migrants. And, you know, just the fact that it's some 80% young men raises my suspicions, because you look at the Muslim immigration in Europe, and you see what's happened there with the sharp increase in rapes and murders, and you know that that immigration was mostly young men.
A quick history lesson for those listening, too. When it came to the time, because people who are pro-caravan make another analogy with Ellis Island, well, not everyone who arrived at Ellis Island at the beginning of the 20th century got off of Ellis Island. Many were sent back for a variety of reasons as well. A lot of people want to gloss over that little tidbit of history. We're talking with Mayor David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He is the founder and president of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund and author of his latest book, Trump and the Jews, davidrubinisrael.com, shilohisraelchildren.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. In your book, Trump and the Jews, you bring about an understanding that's been confusing for, well, a non-Jew like myself and probably many others, because as pro-Israel as President Trump is and proclaimed to be before he got into office, basically what he promises, what he's delivering right now, as far as Israel is concerned, yet so many American Jews continue to vote Democratic. That doesn't make sense if you want to follow any thought process of logic or who's going to do more and do better for my faith and my through heritage homeland.
Ah, but what happens when they're disconnected from their faith and their heritage and their homeland?
Exactly.
Israel, you know, is clearly the end of the Holocaust, because there is an Israel, there will not be another Holocaust, because there will always be a country for Jews to run to, if God forbid the havens and wonderful places like the United States of America become unsafe for the Jews. Thank God that's not the situation today. But there is the reality of a state of Israel, and that the Jews can hold their heads high wherever they are, and there is a country that has its sole purpose to have Jewish sovereignty and to have to let the Jews be a proud people again. The Jews who are around today don't remember that there were times when the Jews suffered from persecution, and they don't remember that there were times when the Jews were slaughtered by the millions in countless countries. Jews were slaughtered mercilessly. So the situation today is that many Jews have succeeded beyond their wildest dreams, as I said, through some very hard work and creativity and entrepreneurship. But at the same time, they've abandoned their biblical heritage. So aside from the small pockets of Orthodox Jews, those who are more religiously connected in places like New York and Los Angeles, most of American Jews have assimilated so much to such a great extent that they've abandoned their Judaic heritage. And by doing so, they've abandoned the time-proven values, the foundational values of the traditional family being anti-abortion and being pro-prayer and all these kinds of things that are the Jewish forte. And they've abandoned it. And as they've abandoned it, they moved to the left, because those are the values of the conservatives and of the Republican Party.
Last question we have to wrap up here with David Rubin, author of the book Trump and the Jews. Benjamin Netanyahu has been facing political challenges, maybe even more so as of late. Do Netanyahu and Trump share political challenges that have created a stronger bond between the two of them?
Well, clearly there are similar political challenges. I don't know how far I want to go with that analogy, but they are both being assaulted from the far left, and they're both victims of name-calling from the far left. You know, I have differences of opinions with Prime Minister Netanyahu, but I think what I've tried to do with my book, Trump and the Jews, is to help people to look at the facts. You know, just stop the name-calling, the ridiculous name-calling, saying that a politician like President Trump is a racist or an anti-Semite even, you know, which is ridiculous, given his strong Jewish family connections and friends and the great things he's done for Israel. It's incorrect and it's dishonest to use name calling when you should be just looking at the facts and making decisions based on the facts.
Certainly, when you get down to it, too, name calling is just a waste of time that takes time away from building, creating the solutions, many of which have been promises made by President Trump, and he has been installing as many as possible as quickly as possible, and certainly through the support of believers and followers of the Jewish faith. More allies, the faster solutions do come about. It's really a book that brings about greater understanding for Jews and non-Jews regarding this element of the political base and its importance in what is going to be happening for the future of Israel. It's called Trump and the Jews. Find more about it and everything about David Rubin at davidrubinisrael.com. Learn more about the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, shilohisraelchildren.org. David Rubin, thanks for being here today.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and thank you.